conversation that's being recorded and posted online.
All right. So welcome to the most randomest podcast of all time. It's an episode of JROTC Cadets sitting around a microphone, sharing their experiences. Welcome to the ride. In the room, we have a cadet, Lieutenant Colonel, Battalion Commander, Maddie Walker. Cadet Captain, Drill Team Commander, Raiders Team Commander, Team Commander Extraordinaire, Cadet Captain Cody Welch, S4 and cover of all things, Cadet Captain Olivia Sims, and the S5 and the techie of the group, Cadet Captain Edwin Quest.
I'm the Facebook mom.
Why do they get cool intros? I just get Maddie Walker.
Madison Walker.
It's Madeline, no.
Madeline.
No.
The first.
Okay. So what do you guys think was like our most challenging event that we either attended or competed in today? Or not even today, just throughout the school year. Or hosted.
I believe it would probably be drill. Because we had a lot of time, you know, training with the freshmen, sophomore cadets. Then during the day of competition, it was kind of, it was kind of stressful, directing people where to go. People were, so confused. And, we still, managed to execute. But I believe that, we could have had more help with the drill comp, more hands, directing people to the seating area, staging area.
And this is our competition, right, that we hosted?
It's the competition that we hosted. I just feel like we struggled a little bit with hosting our own drill comp.
It was still a really good turnout though. I've heard a couple of the instructors, they were oohing and aahing at the fact that our BC gave opening remarks instead of our SAI.
Yep. And for it being our very first one, it turned out very well.
Indeed it did. It was really nice when everybody just showed up, did what they needed to, even though it didn't go as planned, and we need a little bit more rehearsal, we executed it pretty nicely.
Yeah. We got to keep one of our own trophies.
We did.
We'll keep that.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah, we got to keep our own trophy. We had two first place knockout winners.
Cadet Shaver and our very own Cadet Captain Cody Welch.
Yep.
Cadet First Lieutenant at the time.
Yeah, I was Cadet. Yeah, I was a Cadet First Lieutenant. Yeah, we hosted a good competition. I believe that we can grow from that and do better next year, because we'll have more resources that we need.
Hopefully
a better turnout next year too.
Yeah, better turnout.
I think one, with our earlier competitions that we didn't host, one big problem was the lack of motivation.
Yeah, especially with cadets lately.
It was more so in the beginning of the year. Now they know what they're doing, so they have an idea. But when it was at the beginning of the year, nobody had, it was go home, practice these, and then they didn't even want to do that.
Yeah.
And COVID knocked us down so much that they didn't even know or could see the fun part of ROTC.
Exactly.
They strictly seen the work.
Yeah, when, me and Isaac Krebs, when me and him, did Raiders practices, every cadet was like not motivated to do the workouts. I'm like, hey, if you want to be on the Raiders team, you have to put the work in. It's all blood, sweat, and tears.
Right.
Not on so much blood, but sweat and tears.
I hope not. Really getting sued by some angry parent.
What happened to
kid? It started bleeding. I don't know.
But if you want to be part of something, you got to work hard for it. You got to be motivated. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of,
and dedicated too.
Yeah, you got to be dedicated. But a lot of kids nowadays, just especially our generation, a lot of kids just don't want to go outside or just encounter people face to face. Like, they'll just rather text people through the phone, you know, play Xbox and just stay inside, you know, not, you know, going out and just, you know, explore, you know, and be like, you know, actual teenagers.
Yeah, you have kids now that'll just send you something funny on their phone or text you when they're right across, like, the table from
you. They're looking you dead in the eyes and say, hey, look, this is funny.
Like, look what I just sent you.
Look at your phone.
Look at your phone. I just sent you something really funny.
I'm excited for next year because I can definitely see that there are some really motivated let twos and ones that are
definitely
going to step up to plate next year.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope they take that best chance that they can actually, like, use it to their advantage for the kids that didn't want to do anything. Like, when I came in, you had a wide variety of kids. Like, my freshman year when I was a let one, so many kids were so dedicated to the program, and then they just dropped like flies after each so year. Like, 1 year, a couple fell off. Then the following year, a couple more fell off. What, now we have like 5 to 4 seniors this year? So it drops down every year you go up, and there's a lot less, I don't know where I was going with this, but it was a more likely chance that somebody, if you work hard for what you want, you're more likely to get it, because people will give up, and then you have people that will work their booties off to get something that they really want.
Yeah, like our program, it decreased a lot, but we still managed, you know, to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty sure we're at the point, like, if we didn't have, like, so many cadets, I think the school would probably see, what's the point of having this program? There's not many, you know, people in it.
That was actually here before you got here, Major. We needed about 50 more kids or else they were going to shut down our program.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. We were this close. And when you came in, all the counselors, I talked to one of the counselors, I said, you can't really just drop this class from everybody's schedule. I said, this is an amazing class to be in. It's just the turnout was not so great. And she goes, I can see what I can do. So she put as many kids in. That was when it was your two, when it was Quest and Liv's freshman year, and how you guys had to stand in the back of the room because there were so many kids. Because the counselor shoved so many kids, and then some just dropped off. Actually loved it. It's more so you have to be pushed to something that you don't think you'll like. But then when you get in, you love it. And that's what happened with me. I joined, my second year of second semester of freshman year. And I joined through a friend. I was like, okay, well, it's just going to be a blow-off class. Now, this has been the best thing that's ever happened to me. Honestly.
I think what happened, I can't say I think because it didn't happen to me, obviously. But our freshman year, really, our turnout for our freshman year was great. There were so many kids in our class, but
look where they're at now.
Look where they're at now.
Yep.
Short staffed. Get it? Because we don't have an S3.
I'm sorry, that sounded like a fake laugh.
It's really just kind of depressing how it went.
Yeah.
Because now it's just, and I guess we can count AJ since he was in our class our freshman year, but it's just us three coming from our freshman year to where we're going to be next year.
Well, we have people coming back. No, that they saw the stuff that we did this year.
It's all about how we present ourselves.
Come, so we'll see what next year looks like. Our class will be bigger than just two.
I guess it's really depending on like how, not only one our cadets, but how upperclassmen show other people from outside of the program what the program is. Like when we went to the middle schools and we showed them what it is, and I had so many, like, we saw so many cadets that were just students that were so interested. There's one guy, he goes, did you know they're coming in uniform? Did you know they're coming in uniform? Oh my god, I'm so excited. But like, you have kids like that who just know what it is, and they do their research, and they're like, oh, that's cool. They barely know anything about it, but still they fall in love with it. And then you have other kids on the other hand that just look at it from the outside and be like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna enlist in the military. So that's why when we go recruiting, we have to, like, that's the first thing we have to tell them is we don't recruit for the military.
It was literally, that was
every single time.
At the beginning of every single group that we talked to, it was, I just got to put this up front, we do
not
recruit
for the military.
Every single group that sat down in front of us, that is the first thing that we said.
Yeah, well, once we asked them, at the end of, like, every, you know, presentation, we'll ask every student, who's interested in joining this program next year when you're a freshman, mostly every kid raised their hand.
Yeah, unless they really just weren't paying attention, they raised their hand because
they're one either two out of it, didn't care, they'll even acknowledge what it was. Because I don't know about you guys, but when I came in, I went from being a C and D student to being a 1C and the rest all A's and B's. My grades skyrocketed. I learned. Well, I was so immature my freshman year. Oh my God.
Everyone is, though.
No, like, it was so worse. I was so immature my freshman year that it just grew me as a person and matured me in a way that I didn't even know I could even manage. Like I said, I went from being so mature to being, I care about what other people see on the outside a little bit, because I don't want to be known as that immature little girl who runs around and does random things in the hallway. I want to be known as somebody who can stay calm, who can just manage their stress and keep it under control and just be mellow.
Right.
Closing comments as we get ready to wrap it up.
I'm glad this year is going how it is. I'm going to continue to enjoy spending time with you guys, especially when we invite you to events next year.
I hope I will be able to attend.
You're going to have to attend some.
No, it's, you guys are definitely.
I don't know if I'll be able to. That's the whole thing.
Don't make this drag.
Yeah, just
tell my drill sergeant that. Please do. Please tell my
drill. El Paso is a long way from
Tennessee. I'm going to start walking. Don't play with me.
I'm most definitely going to, help out with, you guys with the Raiders team.
Yes.
Like, if you guys don't have someone to teach you guys, stuff, I can always, step in, help out with you guys with the Raiders team.
Sounds good.
Especially Drew. All
right, everybody makes promises of coming back. As soon as y'all are out of here in 10 days, we will not see you again.
That's
full. You are more than welcome. More than welcome.
I just want you two to know that if you guys need any kind of form of leadership, just how to deal with let ones in general, and how
we've got that down.
Yeah. I mean, just how to stay calm when they first, when you first step foot in there and you have to, how Major says, you gotta crush them a little bit just so you can, get that relationship. I don't even say crush. You gotta build that relationship with them.
Yeah, you just gotta form them into a good, leader.
Yeah, you gotta make them
who
they want to be. Sounds good. And that wraps it, guys. JROTC out.
Yeah, please delete that. I'll do it myself. Send me the audio file. I'll do it myself.
You can delete that part out.
Rick it.
May the fourth be with you.
My name is Maddie. I'm the BC. If you got any questions, come and ask me. I got Major over here and he's crushing souls. Come on, ladies and gents. Let's rock and roll.
How long have you been having one?
I've had that so stuck in my head lately. I don't know why.